In 1951, George Whitman, an American expat in Paris, founded an English bookshop on the left bank of the River Seine. He had arrived in the French capital in 1946, and his hotel room was jam-packed with books. His first attempt to sell them was from a boat, but they got damp. With a $500 inheritance, he bought a former grocery store on 37 Rue de la Boucherie. He called his bookshop La Mestral. In 1962, La Mestral hosted a reading by the English novelist Lawrence Durrell. It was attended by a local icon, Sylvia Beach. Born in Baltimore in the U.S., Beach had come to Paris during World War I as a volunteer with the American Red Cross. In 1919, she opened her own English bookshop on 12 Rue de l'Odéon in the Saint-Germain-des-Prés quarter of Paris. She called it Shakespeare and Company. Shakespeare and Company worked as a lending library, too, and specialized in books published in Britain and the U.S. In the 1920s, there was a large American expat community living in Paris. Among them were many artists, musicians, and writers who were despondent about America and had relocated to Paris to live a bohemian lifestyle. With the growing interest in American literature among French readers, the bookshop was soon a literary hub. Among those who frequented it were American writers Gertrude Stein, Ernest Hemingway, and F. Scott Fitzgerald. In 1922, Beach published James Joyce's Ulysses. The book had been rejected by several established publishers who considered it obscene. Beach helped the Irish author complete it, and the 1,000-copy first printing was sold exclusively at Shakespeare and Company. In 1940, the Nazis occupied Paris, and the bookshop shut down. Beach survived the war and published a memoir entitled Shakespeare and Company in 1959. By then, she was a regular visitor to Whitman's La Mestral. In 1962, she declared it to be a spiritual successor to her own shop, and Whitman, deeply flattered, announced he would rename La Mestral in her honor. The new Shakespeare and Company was already a center for Anglophone literary life in Paris. Writers James Baldwin, William Burroughs, Anaïs Nin, and Allen Ginsberg were all early visitors. Whitman often invited travelers, usually aspiring writers or poets, to sleep in the shop in exchange for helping out, agreeing to read a book a day, and writing a one-page autobiography for the shop's archives.